Oh, I am really excited to talk with Josh Norick again today for Latin Roots, because the last time he was with us, he brought us Mexrecy, which was the Spanish language version of Morrissey songs, which was fantastic. And Josh, what you have today kind of seems a little bit similar.
Well, musically, it's not similar, David, but you're right. It's focused on another act that is monstrously popular in Latin America, and I think is going to throw your listeners for a curve. A lot of folks have no idea how huge Creedence Clearwater Revival are south of the border, and a just-released album called Quiero Creedence features many of the biggest names in Latin rock and Latin pop, all paying homage to John Fogerty and company.
So tell me about this love of Creedence.
Yeah, well, you know, it wasn't just in the U.S. Where Fogerty's voice in Creedence topped the charts. And as this record, Quiero Creedence, shows, you know, the band, which was so often identified with a sound pegged as southern rock, was indeed truly big south of the border. And maybe it's, you know, that swamp rock that drew upon a wealth of influences so that listeners south of the border would pick up on its groove-laden musical gumbo, and it makes sense. But I can tell you, you know, especially in Mexico and Central America, Creedence have always been very popular. I mean, I've been to impoverished rural villages in El Salvador where the only CDs you'd find were pirated copies of Creedence Clearwater Revival's greatest hits alongside local cumbia artists. And, you know, as you know, when I was on a few months ago to talk about Mexrecy, you know, there's a little bit of a distinction between Latino fandom for Morrissey versus Creedence. As with Morrissey in the United States, Morrissey's Latino fans are often middle-class hipsters and, you know, gothic music fanatics. And by comparison, I would say that like Creedence's audience in the United States, the fan base for Creedence south of the border is probably more working class. And that populist appeal of Creedence still manages to transcend cultures, even if one can't understand Fogerty's often political lyrics. So this record, Quiero Creedence, features covers of the band's biggest songs by major Latin artists from around the world, including Juan Gabriel, Los Lobos, Juanes, Los Lonely Boys, and Ozo Motley. We even see Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top on the record for a collaboration with La Marisol from La Santa Cecilia.
I wouldn't know where to begin, so I'm gonna have you pick something to begin with.
Excellent. So I think we should start on Los Lonely Boys' take on Born on the Bayou. Born on the Bayou has always been a Creedence classic with its undeniable swamp groove. What I love about Los Lonely Boys' take on the song is that they've added a Texas swagger that Stevie Ray Vaughan would probably have fully approved of, while also adding some playful bilingual lyrics like Born in El Barrio instead of Born on the Bayou. And to me, it's the standout cut on the Quiero Creedence tribute album. And it also really gives new meaning to the term Southern Rock.
Juan Gabriel doing his version of Have You Ever Seen the Rain? And boy, there's a couple of different sounding things from this wonderful new Quiero Creedence album that we're getting a chance to listen to today with Josh Norick on Latin Roots. And Josh, tell people here north of the border about Juan Gabriel.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because for people unfamiliar with Juan Gabriel's music, it can be hard to convey what a huge star he is. So rather than have me describe him, I'm going to use the words of the Latin pop star Juanes, who recently described Juan Gabriel as being, quote, the Elvis Presley of Latin music. So with that out of the way, let me say what a coup it is that the producers of the Quiero Creedence album were able to land Juan Gabriel and have him contribute his soulful cover of Have You Ever Seen the Rain, which was apparently blessed by John Fogerty himself. I mean, it's really unprecedented for Juan Gabriel to surround himself with Latin alternative and Latin rock artists on a record, but I think that speaks volumes about the ability of Creedence Clearwater Revival's music to cut across generations and fans of different music genres.
And we heard Los Lonely Boys' version of Born on the Bayou before that. Well, there's so many great things on here, Josh. Why don't you pick another one out? I mean, I've got some things I'd love to hear, but what do you think?
Sure. Well, you know, David, I've always loved the song Green River from Creedence, and this was a very interesting collaboration here. They have Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top collaborating with La Marisol, who's the singer of a group, La Santa Cecilia. La Santa Cecilia are based in Los Angeles. They've been one of the real bright lights in Latin alternative music in the past few years. They've picked up a number of Latin Grammy and Grammy nominations. And I guess Billy Gibbons was a fan of the group, so they collaborated. And, you know, I want to say that, you know, Billy, you know, you hear that kind of trademark ZZ Top guitar, but definitely with a Latin twist on this song.
ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons on guitar, along with La Marisol from La Santa Cecilia on that great version of Green River, another one from Quiero Creedence. And Josh Norick, I bet you are really looking forward to this finally coming out.
I am indeed, David. This project's been a long time coming, and we're thrilled to share it with your listeners.
Well, thank you so much, Josh Norick with Quiero Creedence here on Latin Roots on the World Cafe.